We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Alex DeJohn is a defender for Atlanta United, and he joins us this morning to talk a little bit about what the Five Stripes are looking forward to. And he joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Hey, Alex.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
How you doing this morning?
I'm pretty good. Pleasure to be here.
You know what? You know, you guys started a little bit slow this season, you know, considering the new coach and everything and working Joseph back in. You got to be somewhat pleased with the way that you've been playing, he played so far, right? Just need to fix
sure.
a few things. Yeah.
For sure. I think there's definitely some positives and obviously some negatives that that have taken place so far. Obviously, like you guys said, new coach coming in, so he's trying to implement all his new ways and tactics. And yeah, I know it's going to take some time to get used to, but I think we've done some really good things that show that, you know, I think teams are underestimating us, and I think we're going to take the league with storm coming up.
Well, you've been around this game a little bit. You've got some experience. You're not new to this, Alex. So you tell us, how long does it take to kind of like, when you see the club and the strides they make, for it to start to connect? We saw Joseph get his first goal. That was great. But, mm-hmm. you know, you also have to connect at all three levels here. How long does that take?
For sure. You know, it's hard to say, you know, because things take, you know, little by little, you know, both on the offensive side and the defensive side of the ball. Like I said, he's trying to implement his new tactics. And I think day by day we're picking up on it. And, you know, you can tell in the meetings that people are starting to understand and really take hold of what the coach is saying. So I think, you know, everybody's bought in. You know, everybody's really behind Gabriel because we respect him, and you know, what he believes is really what he believes. You can tell he's so passionate about it. So you know, just the guys need to, you know, put it together. You know, we need to put every phase together. Obviously, Joseph scoring that goal is big. Getting him back in form is probably one of our biggest things. And obviously, we have some injuries right now, but you know, that's all normal. And I think that you know, it's going to come eventually. Hopefully, this next game against Montreal.
You know, Alex, I'm curious about this because, you know, we have this so-called rivalry with Orlando City, and that's where you came from. What is it, from your perspective, is it a rivalry or is this something that we as Atlanta fans, we're just trying to make it up as we go along, or is there really a rivalry there?
No, I definitely think there's a rivalry there. I mean, I felt it when I was in Orlando, in Atlanta. These are the games that, you know, we got up for, and, you know, obviously, Atlanta probably has the better of the record against Orlando. And, you know, I knew that coming here would turn some heads a little bit. But, you know, I think there's definitely a rivalry there. You can tell by the fans, the way the fans act. When I played here in 2019 with Orlando against Atlanta, it was full capacity stadium. And, you know, you can definitely feel it through the fans. And I think that's the biggest part of the rivalry is the way that the fans get into it. And,
hold on, wait a minute.
You know, that translate to the players.
You got some heat coming to Atlanta, coming from Orlando?
Nah. The Orlando fans love me, but nah, not some heat.
I thought you got some Twitter beef or something. Like somebody was on your Twitter feed talking about you got a lot of nerve. We loved you or something like that.
Nah.
Alex DeJohn joining us. That's a rivalry here. But as you look at this, how excited are you guys? Is the team talking about the fact that you're going to have a full house, and what, you know, what can some of these guys who have never played in front of that kind of a crowd in Atlanta before expect?
Yeah, I think, you know, that's such a big thing, you know, to play at the Benz and have full capacity is such a leg up in football, especially with the home field advantage. You know, you haven't really been able to feel it the past year with the COVID. So I think that's one of the biggest things to get back for us is the fans, because, when they're in there, it's loud and it's packed. And I think some of it's going to give obviously so much energy to the guys from Atlanta who obviously haven't experienced it yet. They're going to be in for a real treat, I think.
How much does it help, Alex, to have this week off here and kind of get your legs underneath you? Is that a factor?
Definitely. You know, we played five games in, what was it, 2 weeks, you know, and it's a lot. Especially as we have some injuries, many players aren't getting rest. So definitely to have the week in between the game and get the, you know, our legs back under us and mentally focused for the next one is definitely going to help us.
So, Alex, how much better is Atlanta than Orlando?
Honestly, I loved Orlando. Honestly, I've just moved here to Atlanta, and so far it's been great, honestly. The club is super professional, and they do everything right. And, you know, that's the biggest thing when coming into a new club. You know, it makes you feel right at home, and the transition has been really easy.
So to interpret what you're saying, so we're way more professional than they were in Orlando. I'm trying to get some Twitter beef started here.
I'm here for it. It's fine.
We don't want Alex going down there and getting Greg Garza and having him, you know, throw water bottles at him now when he goes down there. Come on, stop that. You know,
we definitely would not like to get water bottles thrown.
No. Alex, best of luck to you against Montreal. We'll be watching, and it'll be a lot of fun to have all that big crowd and all that kind of good stuff. Thanks so much for jumping in.
For sure.
Hey, have a good one, man. Appreciate you.
You too. Appreciate you guys. Too. Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.